And now it's time for our brain trust segment. And this week, we not only have a brain you can trust, we have a heart you can trust. His name is Steve Farrell, and you may have heard of him before in our show. And Steve is the worldwide executive coordinator of Humanity's Team, a civil rights movement for the soul. It was founded by Neil Donald Walsh, and they're going around the world putting forth this thought that we are literally one humanity. And when we place a thought and our focus on that, what a world this can be. And on top of that, Steve, by the way, has built, founded, sold a couple of businesses in Silicon Valley. So he's got his feet on the ground, even as his eyes are above the clouds. And with that, Steve, welcome back. And what do you have for us today?
Well, thank you, Stu. And it's always a pleasure to be with you. And what I thought I'd talk about is the process for creating a joyful and abundant life in, of course, what are very uncertain times. And so how does that sound?
Well, okay, everybody out there, on a count of three, what do you think? You want to live a more joyous, peaceful life in these uncertain times? One, two, three. All right, go for it.
Okay, and Stu, if I might ask that we ask people to really listen to our conversation, because what we're about to step through could sound very abstract or even New Age, and I just want to suggest that what we're going to talk about is timeless, that we're going to talk about concepts that go back to the beginning of time. Okay, and so in other words, we're going to step down a path here that's timeless. I also believe that what we're going to be talking about is not the conventional path that maybe a lot of people might say that they're on. Okay, so with that as framing, well, let's launch into it. And the issue, I guess, the way that I might frame this is to talk about how we can nurture either our superficial self or our true self. And I think for most of us, and certainly for me and most of my life, I focused on my superficial self, my body and my mind, bringing things to my personhood, my body, shopping and all of the things that one brings to one's body and their mind. And I put very little attention to my spirit or my soul, which I'm calling here my true self. And the key then is to see that the soul and the connected soul, you talked here just as we started the program, Stu, about this, that we are all one, that there's one essence. And as you know, there are many authors, ancient authors, the Indian Vedas, the Old Testament, most sacred texts, the New Testament, science, new spirituality authors, Deepak Chopra, Neil Donald Walsh, Marianne Williamson, Wayne Dyer. The list is actually quite extensive. And they all talk about this one essence that's in all of life, that God or universe, whatever word feels good for us, and humanity and life, that it's all part of one essence. Our soul, our spirit, is all part of one essence. And if we come from the place of seeing that one essence, then it turns everything around, and we actually then see ourselves as like a cell in a body, or as like a wave in an ocean, a smaller part of a larger whole, and everything changes. And before I go on, let me just share. There's a wonderful book called Oneness, Great Principles Shared by All Religions, and it's by a person, Jeffrey Moses. It's a quick read, and this little book talks about how oneness is discussed and addressed and prioritized from all the major faith traditions all over the world. So truly, this focus of ours is not a New Age focus or some abstract focus. This is
It's another Moses heard from.
That's right.
Couldn't help it.
That's right. It's another Moses heard from. So let's just continue down our path here.
Please.
Because the framing here is, how do we create a joyful, abundant life? So if we if we see that we are all one, that we're a part of one essence, and that our the nature of that one essence, which is to say then me and you, Stu, and all of your listeners, if the nature of our oneness is unconditional love, and it's compassion, and it's caring, and truth, and joy, and health, and abundance, and it's eternal, and it has unlimited potential. And if we are created in the image and likeness of God, or universe, of which it is written, then doesn't that shift everything? Doesn't that just turn everything around, where we see God and universe in ourselves and in everybody else, and as we look at the nature of our essence, who we are and who others are, we see all of these beautiful qualities that are eternal and that have unlimited potential. Isn't that amazing? So then if we open ourselves to that understanding through meditation or prayer or a walk in the woods or whatever works for us, we open ourselves to that and get comfortable that it's true, and we embrace and embody that, wow. Now, where does that take us? And I'm going to just keep stepping down the path. I know we're covering a lot here quickly, but then if we put ourselves in the flow of this one essence, again, through prayer, meditation, walking in the woods, being with our family, being with somebody that we love, we put ourselves in the flow of the one essence, all of these beautiful qualities that we have and that they have, and we seek the guidance and the support from being in the flow, and we extend blessings to other people and to ourselves, and we see abundance and health coming to other people and ourselves. Where does that take us? What kind of life then do we live? What does our day look like? And I'll just stop there for a minute, Stu, to have you share here whatever you might want to add to this.
Well, thanks, Steve, because I know strongly, and I think a lot of people out there also know in their heart, that what you speak of is profound truth. And we also know that in our heart, all these other pathways to connection with this oneness and the source of all things that's in everything, the ocean, the wave, the drops, the particles, and all of it, you know, is documented in things like the Old Testament and the New Testament. And truth is, there's also a fair amount of violence in the Old Testament. Truth is, since the history of mankind, there has been a lot of violence and a lot of us and them and a lot of I'm right and you're wrong, and therefore you need to change or die. And that is something that is it's out there as well. In our collective human existence. In fact, it's very alive and well right now for many, many people. And so as you're talking about going into the woods, being with your family, connecting directly, what I hear you saying is to consider other pathways that speak directly to your heart, not just ones that were handed down by anybody else.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And also, you referenced some of the dark energy, if you will. And part of what we can do in meditation is get in touch with what is true for us. Now, see, in my truth, there is not a duality. The dark energy is what I create myself, that the universe and God have no dark energy. It is all light. It is all love. It's all joy and compassion. It's that long list that we're all familiar with, perhaps from 1 Corinthians, that it is that. And we need to each make that decision for ourselves. But for me, it is that, and just as you shared, I was the Silicon Valley chairman of 2 companies. I founded 2 companies in Silicon Valley. I've since left the business community. I don't even have financial advisors anymore. I have put myself in the flow with God, universe, with this energy that I am and that you are and that other people are. And I get all the guidance and all the support that I need for my financial affairs, for my family, for my professional affairs, etc. It's this Old Testament thing that is said, give unto the kingdom, and all things then are given unto you. and the kingdom is our one essence. Give unto life, give unto the other, and all things are given unto you. And all I can say is, for me, it's true. And so what I would recommend is that, is to the extent that people might be looking for more joy in their life, more abundance in their life, more health in their life, that they consider putting themselves in the flow with this pristine universe, God, of which they are a part, and just seek guidance and seek support, and it is there. It is there big time.
Steve, thank you so much for sharing your love, your wisdom, and practically speaking, what works for you, because we are all interconnected at the bottom line. We're all here at the same time. And if it works for you, it can work for so many others as well. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Yes, as always, we have a theme to this show on Inside Wealth, although frequently it's similar in nature when we're talking about Marcy Shimoff and happiness and living a happy life. Or Steve Farrell talking about living a joyfully abundant life. What we're talking about is enjoying this moment. Enjoy, happy, abundant, which also means money. We get to try to have that all. So how can we have the rubber hit the road? That's what we're here to do, to be of service to you. We got a couple of ways. One is this referral network that we're creating, and it's here on our website at insidewealth.net. That's insidewealth.net, where we are amassing local business service providers. And by the way, if you're one, just send me an email as well, because we'll invite you in. Stu@insidewealth.net is the email. Stu@insidewealth.net is the email. And the referral network are people who take this philosophy of Inside Wealth, take the vocation to use it as a vehicle to bring out the best of who they are as human beings. What does that mean? Dedication to excellence of service, being of service. We talked about that earlier. It's really simple. Being of service to others, providing value. Two, it's about relationship, which is beyond the transaction. And I think you know a lot of us are accustomed to having transactions and getting churned and burned and everything else. And as soon as people get our money, they're on to the next one. We're talking with people like John Menke of Menke & Associates, and Hutch Ashew of Pillar Financial in Walnut Creek. I mean, these are companies, and Menke & Associates does employee stock option plans to help create organizations that are really vibrant and give employees an ownership stake so they can have the motivation and incentive and feel a part of something that they're creating, which they are anyway. And why not receive some bounty for it? And you know what? Survey says the pie expands. So there's a plenty for everybody, and as the pie expands, you know, John Paul Getty, another San Francisco guy, right? He, billionaire, he said he would rather have 1% of $1 million than 100% of nothing. That is the power of giving other people some ownership. That's what Menke & Associates does. They do a great job. Come to our website at insidewealth.net. Hutch Ashew does the same kind of thing on the personal financial side to help to manage your wealth in ways that empower your happiness, empower your joyfulness, and help to make whatever dreams you have for your life a living reality. Because that's what this show is about. As much as it's about, you know, the high vibration and the thoughts of a new age of global peace and joy and happiness and harmony and all these things that we know in our heart we would love to have, but somehow feel is so substantially removed from the headlines and the way life operates at work, in war, in politics, and in all the other ways, economics. That's what this program is about. It's about taking these concepts and making them and grounding them into a living reality. Because with all due respect now, to come full circle from the bowl of stew with my dearly departed dad, you know, who would have been in his late 70s now. Life can be short. We don't know how much time we have. This moment, in so many ways, is all we have. Let's go for it. Let's place attention on what can make us happy. Let's wish each other well and do our best to be of service to each other and let it all flow. That's the inside wealth we all have on the inside. Let it out. Until next week, invest in yourself, your passions, your purpose, and your planet.